Hi, I'm Miles Hoffman. In the bad old days of symphony orchestras in this country, music directors were absolute dictators, and orchestra musicians had few protections. If a music director woke up in a bad mood and decided to fire an orchestra musician on the spot, he could. Never mind that it might instantly deprive that musician of his livelihood. And some of the most famous conductors, unfortunately, were egotistical tyrants who inspired as much fear as admiration in the members of their orchestras. It wasn't until the 1960s, with a stronger national musicians' union and decent collective bargaining agreements, that highly skilled professional orchestra players could begin to count on reasonable job security and appropriate salaries and working conditions. And by the way, the musical results with orchestras that are treated fairly and decently by their managements and music directors are every bit as good, if not better, than they were in the bad old days. Tyranny in music is not necessary. This has been A Minute with Miles, a production of South Carolina Public Radio, made possible by the J.M. Smith Corporation.